Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You can run away forever, but there's nothing wrong with getting a good head start. You want to shut out the night, you want to shut down the sun, you want to shut away the pieces of a broken heart.
He is making his debut as an artist of the day. Don't know what took so long. Meatloaf is your artist of the day. And we're going to get Dana on in just a second, but don't give me that look. I saw the look on your face. Two out of three ain't bad. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. I Do Anything for Love, but I won't do that. These are classics.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's good to be with you on this, I believe it is Wednesday, but the days seem to run into each other anymore. If you want to join the program, the telephone number is 576-7798. We will visit with Mindy Corcoran, local activist, at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow, your quarantine conversation is with former Chiefs great Ryan Lilja. He will join the show, I believe, at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. If you missed the news, non-coronavirus related, and we are not talking politics, but we can't ignore it, Bernie Sanders dropped out of the presidential race today. So it looks like, assuming we have an election, and I think we will, somehow, some way, it is going to be Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Now, how we have that election, I don't know. Is it going to be mail-in ballot? Are we going to go to the polls? Are they going to spread it out over the course of many weeks? Which I'm certainly open to. I think we would all agree, would we not? Regardless of whom you support, and I don't care. I really don't care. There has to be a presidential election. This isn't New York City in September of 2001. Where they delayed the election because the election actually happened on September 11th. There is good news to report today. And Andrew Cuomo was quick to point it out. It looks like we may have plateaued, at least in New York City and in some of the cities on the East Coast. Caution. That does not mean that we all start going back out and living life like we did 4 weeks ago. We need to be patient. We need to be careful. This is the new normal. And as Andrew Cuomo said earlier today, and forgive me if I am effusive in my praise of him, I think he's very good, very intelligent, very honest. And he was saying that he was asked by his daughters, when do we get to go back to normal? And Andrew Cuomo said, you need to look forward to the new normal that we're going to live under. Now, what that means, I have no idea. I don't know what the new normal is going to be. You're welcome to join us. Telephone number here is 576-7798. I will share this story with you. The other day I called to move my annual physical, which was scheduled for 9:30 tomorrow morning. And they said, well, you're not the first. You're probably not going to be the last. My physical was rescheduled for July 6th. That's the first day that they're doing new physicals. They said, we're not bringing anybody into the office unless it's an emergency until July 6th. Now, I don't know if they know something I don't know and something you don't know. But my first response was, damn, July 6th. A lot of stories to get to today. And I just got a text from Abby Eden. So let me see if she's going to be joining us today as well. Okay, we're struggling to get Dana on the air with us here. I'm listening to a little bit of Sam off the air, so we're going to try to get Dana back on the air with us here. The Dow is currently up 739 points. 576-7798 if you would like to join us. Some of the stories in the news today, other than Bernie Sanders dropping out of the race, CBS is bringing back the Sunday night movie night during the coronavirus crisis. Theatrical movies are making a comeback on broadcast television with the network's original series production halted and people looking for comfort food entertainment while sheltering at home amid the coronavirus pandemic. Popular movies are becoming a viable programming option. CBS is now relaunching its Sunday night movie night on May 3rd for a 5-week initial run, tapping into the vault of corporate sibling Paramount Pictures. The night will feature 5 iconic titles from Paramount: Forrest Gump, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Mission Impossible, and Titanic. On May 24th and May 31st, the movies will air when original episodes of CBS's Love Island had been scheduled. Oh, darn, we're going to miss that. The network still plans to run a second season of the reality series this summer, but with all Hollywood production on hold, its fate is currently TBD. So on May 3rd, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. May 10th, Forrest Gump. May 17th, Mission Impossible. May 24th, Titanic. And May 31st, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. If you'd like to weigh in, maybe you're a little bit lonely at home, telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry,
Bobby McFerrin from 1988.
Be happy.
On a Tuesday, no, Wednesday, throwback to the 80s, apparently.
I don't even know what day it is.
I don't either. Like, honest to God, I don't know. I had asked somebody earlier, I'm like, what day is this? Like, it's Wednesday. What's wrong with you? Glad to have you back. Hate doing this show without you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You talk about the new normal, and it's going to be interesting how they roll this out, or roll it back, should I say, when we get to the point where it's time to roll it back. And I believe it was the mayor yesterday who said he thought, and please correct me if I'm wrong, we've talked to so many people in the last 48 hours, he thought we would get to the end of April, and then there would be a very short extension, not a full month. Mm-hmm. He thought maybe a couple of weeks.
No, that was the mayor, yeah.
Just to make sure the numbers are still going in the direction we want them. And then he said we could look at slowly rolling things back. I want to know what that is going to look like. And it's going to be a patchwork across the country, Scott. I mean, quite frankly, I'm worried the small towns are just going to be like, throw open the doors, everybody come on in. because they don't have the issues we have with density in the larger cities. In New York, it's going to be a long time, I think, before they can even talk about that. And their rolling back is going to look a whole lot different than even ours will. I was curious, and I asked my girlfriend last night this. I said, do you think they will say, remember we went from you can't have 250 people, and then you couldn't have 100 people, and then it went down to 50 people, and then boom, it went, down to 10 people, right? Mm-hmm. So when they walk us back out of this, will it just be the reverse of that? Where in the beginning they'll say, okay, 10 is too few, but we'll let you have 50. We're going to start there. And then in a few weeks, will it be 100? And then will we see 250? So that at least in some capacity, some of the small businesses and restaurants can start to open up again.
In a phrase, Dana, I don't know. I don't know. If you had told me 4 weeks ago that I would be sitting in one of my kitchen chairs in my living room, broadcasting to you in your living room, and that we would somehow figure out a way, although not perfect, it's getting there, and doing the show, I would have said, you're crazy. I mean, no. I mean, I remember one day walking into the studio with a mask on, thinking it was a joke. You know, not that the virus was a joke, don't get me wrong. I knew that it was serious, but I was trying to make you laugh, and then you didn't laugh, and so I just took the mask off.
Well, but in the very beginning, you thought, and I'm looking back at my calendar now, 1 month ago was March 8th. What were we doing 1 month ago?
Doing the show.
Everyone was still traveling. I'll tell you this, we were still having basketball games. Mm-hmm. That weekend we had a retreat for mothers and daughters. We went to fake Bon Jovi 1 month ago this weekend.
Yep. Which means
literally 1 month
ago. Which, by the way, that means I was in Sporting Park with Sarah in our seats at the sporting game because we went to fake Bob Jovi, right after the sporting game.
Yeah.
I mean, literally left the stadium and went to the club.
So that's how quickly it changed. And even before then, Scott, I remember you saying with the elbow bump, you were like, that's ridiculous. No one's going to be elbow bumping. Well, now nobody's elbow bumping because you'd be too close to the person if you were elbow bumping them.
No. I went to the grocery store today. I'm telling you, I look like I'm a coordinator for a hazmat unit. I swear to God. I got a mask on. I got these super latex gloves on.
Scott walked up to me today with a Ziploc bag of gloves and said, here. I was like, I don't want those, but thank you.
Thank you.
No, seriously, I did. I said, do you want some gloves? And he goes, nah.
So speaking of social distancing, at least you're not the mayor of Illinois.
What town in Illinois?
Did you hear what happened?
No, what?
Illinois mayor, quote, embarrassed to find wife was at social gathering broken up by police.
Idiot.
I will send you his photo. The look on his face really is like, really? Really? Really?
What town?
Sweetheart. Alton, Illinois. His name is Brant Walker. His wife was found at a, quote, social gathering at a local bar over the weekend that was broken up by police for violating a stay-at-home order amidst the coronavirus outbreak. It was, wait for it, approximately 1 a.m.
Somebody's getting her swerve on outside of the normal circle, if you know what I mean.
I'm just saying, 1 a.m.
In a bar?
In a bar where bars aren't supposed to be open? What is going on there? Listen to this. I've instructed the police chief to treat her as he would treat any citizen violating this stay-at-home order and to ensure she receive no special treatment.
Here's what I think. Somebody else is lighting their candle with a different lighter.
Oh, I think she got special treatment, all right. Before police arrived.
Yeah, she did.
Hello, Madam Mayor. what you doing? Would you just die if your spouse and you're the leader of a town was caught out violating social distancing stuff in a bar at 1 a.m.?
I think they've got bigger problems to solve.
Oh, God bless the walkers. But wow, that is a lapse in judgment there.
Marriage counselor, a party of one. Your table is now ready for the walkers. Good Lord.
Well, she wanted to get her dance on. Maybe she's just getting her dance on. Maybe it was a dance party. Look, we all miss dance parties.
Maybe she's getting her candle lit somewhere else.
I don't know.
If you know what I mean.
So it's so funny. Hey, speaking of dance party, what happened to our dance party, Sam?
So I was unable to edit it because apparently my Mac is too Stone Age for any video editing software. So aww. Rebecca edited it, and it is ready to post whenever.
Okay, so we did something fun for our listeners out of sheer boredom yesterday. We did a Zoom dance party, and we're going to post it because you can dance along with your children. And we chose the song YMCA.
I looked like an idiot.
Yeah, you did.
I looked like an idiot.
We did the whole song. Were you out of breath? I thought I was going to die when we were done dancing to that damn thing.
I was dying. Scott looked at me on the camera and goes, are you going to be okay?
I was out of breath. That's bad.
Some of us are maintaining our workout schedule, or dare I say work-in schedule.
Apparently, I need to step mine up.
I thought you were doing the rower down in the basement. Are you not doing that anymore?
I'm getting in my 10,000 steps every day, but the whole YMCA bouncing around. I mean, that song's like 9 minutes long, first of all.
Okay, it's 4.5, but okay.
Whatever. It felt like 20.
Apparently, Alton, Illinois is right outside of St. Louis.
Oh, God, that's even better.
Not surprised. Abby Eden from Fox 4 is your quarantine conversation of the day. She joins us in just a few minutes. We'll find out what she's binging on, what she's reading. She's pregnant and still working in the time of COVID-19. We'll visit with her about that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Welcome back. It's good to be with you on this, dare I say, summer-like Wednesday afternoon. Mindy Corporan will be joining us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Your calls are always welcome at 576-7798, or you can text them in to 22980. Your quarantine conversation tomorrow will be Chiefs great Ryan Lilja. Today, it is Fox 4 morning presenter Abby Eden.
I don't get Fox 4 Morning Great.
Fox 4 Morning
I know, right?
Great.
It
Fox
should be Morning Great.
Fox 4 Morning Legend anchor presenter Abby Eden.
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
How are you?
Sort of the same. Sort of the same. The novelty's starting to wear off a little.
Yeah. Okay. So. You just hit on it. Have you noticed the first couple of days, everyone was like, we're hanging in. We're doing good. We're social dis. I'm going to try to get out in the yard. And then after another couple of days, it was like, you know, we're doing okay. Thanks for asking. How are you? Yeah. Then today I'm out on a walk. How you doing? How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the impending doom of like it getting back to kind of nasty weather and stuff has me feeling like I'm going to be really shut into my house, and that's freaking me out a little. So, yeah. The nice weather has been the only thing that has really saved our family.
Yeah. how are you?
Toddler, you know?
Well, you have a toddler, but you're also pregnant.
I am, yeah. And so we're struggling to break up the monotony a little bit, and my husband's working full-time, I'm working full-time, pregnant with a toddler, so we are just, you know, we're trying to push forward.
So, Abby, I had this conversation with a girlfriend today. What has been your last straw? And I love having these conversations, because, and I don't mean to take away from the seriousness or the all of the things in the world that we see going on today. But as a woman, every single one of us within the confines of the walls that are closing in our house, we all have a last straw. What has been yours?
Not getting, this is terrible, not getting my nap. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I have a routine because I wake up at a crazy hour. I wake up at 2 to get into work. And so I'm used to having my, I come home, I take a nap, and then I go play, I go get my daughter from school, you know, and I'm used to like getting time to do dishes and all those things. And so I've gotten used to, my house is going to be a disaster. That's fine. Like we skipped over that. And so, but not having my nap, if she just takes a short nap or if we don't get a chance for some reason, that is my straw. And it's only happened a couple of times. But it's
no, that's a big straw because there is no tired, like pregnant morning news anchor tired. Sister, I remember it. I was homicidal.
Oh my.
Yeah. It's challenging. So, but yeah.
Kind of wishing you hadn't moved out of Roland Park now, don't you?
real
close to work, remember?
I'm still pretty close to work. I don't know how much, unless you were offering, well, I guess that's the thing, too. We have people who have offered to help babysit and everything along the way, but we can't have them in our house.
Right.
So it's, you know, you can't rely on grandparents and everything like that. So it's been interesting. And for poor grandparents, they all just want to, that's really sad to see that family can't be together too. So now,
a lot of people don't know, you and I used to live about 2 blocks away from each other.
We did.
And I used to see you and your husband walking all the time. And then for whatever reason, dumbest decision you've ever made in your life, you decided to move out of Roland Park.
I'm telling you, we miss that neighborhood every day. I think we drive by our old house every 2 weeks. We love our new house. We love our new neighborhood. But Roland Park is really special. So you're not wrong. It's a great place to live.
Say Ropo.
Ropo. In the Ropo.
Was Scott one of the deciding factors when you left?
he was like adding me to some kind of weird celebrity tour in Roland Park, and people were like, driving by, taking pictures.
No, that's not true.
He used to say an awkward amount. I just ran into Abby Eden the other day, and I'm like, man, you run into her a lot.
Well, they were walking all the time at 6 o'clock when I was heading home from work.
They were walking. You're creeping right behind them.
They were walking down my street. What am I supposed to do? Ignore them?
We would. Yeah, we did. We saw him all the time, and that was our walk time. We'd have dinner, and then we'd go for our walk. We were like,
Abby, how far along are you?
About 6.5 months.
Are you nervous going to work?
Not going to work. They have done a lot to really get a lot of people out of the station, get things disinfected. So
no, I didn't mean because you're pregnant, just because Mark Alford's still there.
Oh. Boy, what a loaded question, Scott.
I'm kidding. I love Mark. He's like a brother.
I know it. Yeah. No, you know, I mean, people have been really great about that. It's just, you never know where you're going to pick this up. And we're pretty insulated right now. We are not doing anything going anywhere. So I'm feeling like we're doing what we can. So, and you guys are all working from home, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Is that going to become a thing?
No, it is not going to become a thing.
Oh, my God, no.
Are you guys going crazy?
I'm, again, I'm not complaining. I've never been so thankful to have a home where we all have our own space, and I have an office that I used to love that now I despise. But today I got in my car and just drove around so I didn't have to be here, because I feel like not only do you end up working more when the office is open in your house, and that is true, and I used to call BS on that. I would hear people say that, and I'm like, what? It's true. But I just can't escape the house. And so I did. I drove around today, and then I just pulled over. I put my flashers on and just sat in my car so I didn't have to go home. That's weird.
Yeah. No, I get it. My husband's going stir crazy. He's working from home, and he was up until almost midnight last night because the computer is just there. He was working. Yeah. And he is like, you know, trying to see anybody. Like, he does the curbside pickup for us at Hy-Vee because he wants to talk to the people who bring the groceries out to the car. Poor guy.
Dude, so. Here's how bad it's gotten over here. And Abby, you've seen my house. It's not very big. And so this house, and I've always been a clean freak, but this house has never been cleaner. But the other day, I was at the Hy-Vee in Mission, and I was going down the dog food aisle because Stella was running low on food. And I turned around, and there's a bunch of bird seed. And I have a bird feeder out back, but I don't normally fill it up. But I'm thinking, I need all the friends I can get. And I bought 2 bags of bird seed.
You're feeding birds. You're talking to squirrels.
I've got 8 squirrels in my yard. They all now have names. And
you're going to turn into a Disney princess.
No, I'm turning into the guy from Up. And now I'm like looking at the birds just going, hi, friends. Hi, guys.
How's your day?
Now a buddy of mine said, it's not a problem when you talk to the animals. It becomes a problem when they talk back to you. Then you know you've gone crazy.
That's a very good point.
Hey, can you stick around?
Yeah, I can stick around.
You don't have a baby to take care of anything.
Cut into more of her nap time, Scott. It's fine.
If she wakes up, then we're going to have a different story.
Then you just tell us you got to run, but we want to hear what you're binging on, what you're reading, all that stuff.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Abby Eden from Fox 4, the morning legend news presenter anchor, is joining us on the hotline, and we'll continue our visit with Abby Eden here in just a moment.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV
Welcome
on.
Welcome back.
My hand in my
Bruno Mars. Nobody's gonna tell me. Before you back to our conversation with Abby Eden, Abby, Dana has a quick question for you.
Okay.
We ask all of our guests right now, are you wearing pants?
I'm wearing shorts because it's like 90 degrees outside.
It's 85. Okay. Try to be accurate.
Actually, my app says 90 currently. So.
What are you binging on? Have you watched The Tiger King yet?
Okay, I've gotten to episode 3 of The Tiger King.
Okay, and we did. Wait. We did 5 last night. It gets crazier. Okay.
It gets crazier?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess I'm gonna need to just keep watching it. Here's the thing. I feel like I kinda already know what happens because everyone on every social media platform has talked about it. So now I'm starting to wonder if I need to finish it or not. But otherwise it's Ozark. We've been watching Ozark.
Ooh, Dana, you like Ozark.
I do, and it's next on my list. My son, who is 20, cheated on me. And stayed up all night and binged the entire thing with that. He was up till like 4 in the morning and just banged it all out.
Pirate horror.
The next day he was like, I'm sorry, I started and I couldn't stop. It's so good. So it's on my list, but I will be watching it alone because he couldn't help himself.
Is he still allowed to live in the house?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I don't know where you think you're living for the next several years.
Oh, I'm just so mad. Oh, my goodness.
Have you noticed, like, though, in Tiger King, the one dude, and I'm not going to ruin it for anybody, but the one dude who is the weird, the guy down in Oklahoma, his husband, have you noticed he loses more and more teeth with every episode? I'm not kidding.
I have not noticed. I guess I'm going to have to start checking that
start
out.
Counting, sister.
Like one
They're
time,
falling like the temperatures this week.
In one episode, there were 2 in the front. And then the next episode, there's only 1 in the front. I'm like, where'd that tooth go?
I'll tell you this. Chris is he's just a weird guy. I love that man. But things that are very popular in pop culture that everybody loves are generally the things he'll go back and watch Mary Tyler Moore reruns. He watched one episode, and I was so excited.
Tiger King?
I can't wait for you to see this, and I want to see your reaction. He got about halfway through and he goes, I don't want to watch any of these people. These people are all crazy. Like, okay, no, go back to CNN because that's so much better right now.
Right. Well, and that's, here's the thing with Tiger King. It is the perfect distraction because everything that's happening right now is so depressing. That this, I mean, not like it's happy. Don't get, Tiger King is not happy, but it is just like there's nothing further from what's reality right now.
Correct.
You know?
No, I mean, because I'm locked up in my house. I'm talking to birds. I'm talking to squirrels. And then I watch Tiger King at night, and I'm like, man, I'm still normal.
I'm doing okay. At least I'm not those people.
I'll start calling you Scott Exotic.
Which, by the way, and I know he gets all the like crazy credit on that show. Mm-hmm. They're all nuts. That broad down in Florida, wherever the hell she's at.
There is not a redeeming quality about any of them. None of them.
No, they're. Oh boy, that guy just walked into documentary gold when he met people. I mean, how do you not make a hit documentary off of that situation? That was it's crazy.
What are you reading these days?
I Love You, Stinky Face.
Excuse
about
me?
Four times a day.
Is that a kid's book?
Yes, it is. And that is what I'm reading.
You poor thing. You poor thing.
If you want to know what's happening on Sheriff Kelly or Sesame Street, also got you covered. But we watch about 30
Sheriff
minutes
Kelly?
Of Ozark every night. Yeah, Sheriff Kelly's got a new thing on Hulu. Awesome. But yeah, we watch about 30 minutes of Ozark every night, and then I fall asleep. So we're very slowly we're slow bingers in this house.
Your husband's working from home. What does he do for a living? If it's any of my business.
He's a project manager for Burns & McDonald.
Well, la-ti-da, excuse me. Sorry, I'm just a radio talk show dum-dum.
Someone in the house has to have, like, a normal job, right? So that was my...
How's my buddy Mark Alford doing?
He's doing good. I actually don't physically see him very much because I'm in a different studio from him now, like next door, and I'm really trying to like not have contact with a lot of people. So I see him briefly, but otherwise, I mean, you know, he's Mark. Doing Mark things.
What is a Mark thing?
You know, riding motorcycles, doing odd jobs, you know, just like doing his thing, keeping busy. So, as far as I know, but yeah, that guy's always busy.
You trying to walk out of that sand trap slowly or quickly?
I mean, I don't know. You know what Mark does. You're friends with him.
Dana, are you talking? Because I've seen your mouth move, but we can't hear you. No, it's not that
it was
microphone
really quiet
is
coming from Dana.
Well, and I was like, man, I'm hogging the conversation here, but she keeps talking, and I can't hear a word coming out of her mouth.
Oh, weird.
It appears we're having some more technical difficulties.
Oh, good, more technical difficulties as we do this from home. That's fun. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, Abby, you be safe.
Thank you. You guys, too. This was fun. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us on short notice. We really do appreciate it. And tell Mark and everybody at Fox 4 that we said hello, will you?
I certainly will. Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
And you said you're, what, 6.5 months along now?
Yes. Yep.
All the best.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless. You be well.
Bye.
That's Abby Eden, Fox 4 Mornings, 576-7798, Mindy Corcoran. Will join us on the other side of the news, and hopefully we'll get Dana back here in just a second, because I know she and Mindy are good friends, and she lined up that interview. That would be awkward if I'm the only one doing it. 576-7798, Dana and Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.